and
Oddworld.
Hey Oddballs, I'm your host Jensen, and welcome to episode 23. Well guys, I hope that you are having a wonderful day, and welcome to December, last month of the year, and obviously it's also Christmas, if you celebrate that. I personally just like all the decorations, it feels really cozy. And don't judge me, but I'm not putting any up in my house this year, just my tree, because I don't want to deal with my toddler. But I also want to say happy birthday to December 7th, people. You know what that means. I'm going to read your birthday today. So here we go. December 7th, people are especially notable for daring to be different. A propensity that is due not to attention-seeking, although this usually inevitably follows, but to their great originality and enjoyment of adventurous forays into the unknown. These individuals seek knowledge and experience beyond society's conventional norms, a predisposition that is influenced by their ability to absorb and assess information and to uncover truths that are as yet obscure. With the Sagittarian qualities of intellectual curiosity and an original turn of mind, they possess pioneering, even leadership, potential. Maintaining their freedom of thought and action is vital to their well-being. They feel intellectually and emotionally stifled if forced to conform to others' mores. They are well suited to professions in which they can act independently, including science and the arts. Despite their tendency to stand apart from the crowd, those born on this day are not true loners, for they feel a strong sense of responsibility for those around them, a propensity that is even more pronounced in the women born on this day. Their questing outlook on the world instills tolerance. But they will stand up for the strongest convictions, humanitarian principles, for instance, while their inherent restlessness leads them to investigate new issues, people, and places with great enthusiasm. They are reliable and loyal people and are devoted to their friends, partners, and families, who in turn cherish them for their benevolent and affectionate qualities. Their virtues are individualistic, free-thinking, and tolerant. Their vices are restless, nonconformist, and isolated. So again, happy birthday, you December 7th babies, and let's move on to stories.
This comes from Obi-1. On Reddit.
I thought I'd share my story of one of my most consistent paranormal experiences. I rented a house with three other roommates. After moving in, everything was fine for a while, until two of them went out of town. My one roommate and I were in the basement watching movies, and decided to sleep on the couches since it was the first night everyone wasn't in the house. From right above us, in the upstairs living room, we heard an incredibly loud dragging sound, as if someone dragged our kitchen table across the floor. So, we were convinced someone was upstairs. We thought maybe one of our roommates came back. We decided to go up and check it out. And there was nothing. The doors were locked, and no roommates there. This continued for the next couple days, getting worse and worse. It only occurred at night. We also heard sounds like someone was running up and down the stairs. One night, we went and checked out all the rooms just to make sure. After turning off all the lights and closing the doors, we checked underneath the doors to make sure all the lights were off. We heard the sounds again, and we went back upstairs. The spare room light was on. We tried to tell ourselves it's just the house making noises. But once our roommates got back, it never happened again. But things got worse. One night, I woke up to someone banging on my room door. I opened it, and no one was there. I talked to my roommate the next day, and they were all sleeping. We've also had friends over who heard the sounds of someone running up and down the stairs, too. All my roommates also experienced waking up in the middle of the night to sensing someone watching us. It was creepy to say the least. The scariest thing I had experienced was one night I got up to use the washroom, and when I went to open the door, I had a very intrusive thought that said, "If you open this door, you will die. Just wait." I had an overwhelming feeling of dread. Then it passes like nothing happened. As if the entity was gone. I've never had an intrusive thought like that before. The weirdest part was, after most of my roommates moved out and others replaced them, one of them told me they had experienced the same thing. I never told the new roommates about any details of the strange things that happened. Just that weird things do happen. Because I don't want to scare them, but thought they should know. Sometimes the presence would feel very threatening. Other times, it was very chill. There was a lot more that happened, but I don't want to make this too long. We also got the house checked for carbon monoxide, and it was fine. Does anyone have any sort of explanation or have had similar experiences? Since I've moved out, I haven't had anything strange happen, but have at the places I lived prior to. Alright, so my thought is, was there like a murderer in your house? Here's what I'm picturing. I'm picturing a murderer still living on the other side, just like dragging dead bodies. And maybe he killed people in the bathroom. Like, I don't know. It's screwed up, okay? I have a little bit of a messed up mind, but like, that's kind of what my mind is thinking. I would like to know if somebody had died in that house. Honestly, if you have any ideas or have a similar experience, please let me know. But we're going to move on to story two.
This comes from PurpleHyena01 on Reddit.
Friendly warning. Never tick off spirits. I say this because I have had numerous experiences where I have been physically reminded that there are things I don't understand in this world, and to pay heed to the powers they have. My first experience, I have posted in another post about my experiences working in a haunted hotel. I was taking pictures in the 12th floor attic area when I got the sensation that I should not be doing that. As I walked down the stairs, a little voice in the back of my head told me to be careful. Later that day, I was pulling a big laundry cart through the doorway. When somehow, my little finger got caught between it and the doorframe. I had to wear a splint for a few weeks. I apologized to whatever was up there and took care not to record videos or take pictures. A second time was a little more my fault, and I paid for it. Nothing serious, just really unlucky that day. I was feeling like something was messing with me, and I told it not to be a little bitch. I kept getting things thrown or knocked off my table as I worked that day. I realized what I had said and apologized again. The third time wasn't intentional on my part. I was having a rough day because the previous shift dropped the ball on the job. I made a comment to myself about whatever was there messing with them. It didn't take too kindly to that. I went down to the break room to check something on my computer, and as I was going to sit down, it felt like the chair was just rolled out from under me, just enough for me to slip and fall on my ass. I was okay, quickly righted myself, and muttered I wasn't being serious, but once again, said I was sorry. So, take heed from this story. When you think you are in a paranormal location, or something is trying to get your attention, be respectful, be open-minded, and be careful. I love that, honestly. I love the fact that these spirits on the other side are kind of like, you know what? Fuck you, dude. Like, you are being rude to me. I'm going to be rude back to you until you apologize. I mean, I feel like that's how I would be as a spirit, just messing with people until they were nice. Because really, spirits are just humans on the other side, if you look at it that way. So wouldn't you want to be nice to what's ever on the other side like you would in real life? Also, no lie, I heard dragging on the floor upstairs. My house is not supposed to be haunted. I swear, reading these stories sometimes brings out some shit in my house. But I love reading them. I can't get enough of them. So yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. And well, it's an odd world after all.
Oddballs, go follow us on It's an Odd World After All podcast on Instagram and Facebook. Also, give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. If you have a story you would like to share, email us at itsanoddworldafterall@gmail.com or message us on one of our social platforms. Don't forget to share us with your family and friends. And check out our website, itsanoddworldafterall.com.